We're on page 68, learning the Maimer, Simchas Ish ben Nekudas Chayim HaShayachas Lo. The Maimer is based upon a very clear principle that's found in the writings of the Talmud Baal Shem. We actually learned together on page 66 a piece from the Or HaMeir on the Pasuk, Me'Hashem Mitzadei Gever Kedonu U'Darka Yechpatz. That the steps of a man, the steps of a person, are all arranged by Hashem. And because of that, he, meaning the person, delights in his way. And we're learning about the simcha that a person has. The deepest simcha that a person has is being able to live in that way, in that chelik, in that chelik, to live in that chelik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for him. The satisfaction that a person has even with the work that he does. That he has a certain netiyah to a certain profession, or he has a netiyah to a certain type of person and people. All of those netiyahs hanefesh. All of those inclinations that a person has. And all of the steps that a person takes in his life that are arranged by Kadosh Baruch Hu to help bring this person to the tachlis of what he has to accomplish in this world, in his life. When the person is living in that world of those steps that Hashem has prepared, then he's able to have tremendous, tremendous satisfaction, tremendous simcha. So, whereas a person might think that the whole tachlis of his profession, or the whole tachlis of what he's doing in life, is to be able to get ahead financially, let's say, for example, to get ahead financially, so the Aramei explains that that's absolutely not true. The fact that the person, it's a chesed from Hashem, the person is also able to make a panasa doing this. But that's not the tachlis. There are different ways that a person can have panasa. The tachlis of that person is the creativity, the simcha of being in his chelek, the chesed of Hashem that the person also gets. The person is also, if he's able to make a panasa in such a way, that's a bonus. But that's not the tachlis. And we haven't spoken about how this all fits into the world of Torah. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to begin with tonight. There's a maimer that we've learned in the shul over the years from Rabbi Yeruchim, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, where Rabbi Yeruchim is explaining, Reisha Rabbeinu, as you remember, in Parshas Baal Yitzchak, was very frustrated with Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hanoichi Harisi Yisam Ezeh, that I carry this nation in my stomach, that I give birth to them, that you told me that I should take care of them the way that a mother takes care of a child. So the Mefarshim discuss, where did Hashem tell them such a thing? That Moshe Rabbeinu is quoting Hashem, that you're telling me that I should carry them the way that a mother carries a child. Where did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu that he's quoting Hashem, that you told me such a thing? Where did Hashem tell him that? So, Rabbi Yochum has a murder gemaimer in Baal Yitzchak. Rabbi Yochum explains that it wasn't a speech that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't any specific command in words. It was that from the very beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu's kishkas were pushing him to connect to Am Yisrael, to carry Am Yisrael, to love Am Yisrael, to teach us, to raise us, to inspire us. So Rabbi Yochum explains, Hashem speaks to us in different ways. It doesn't mean that Hashem said, Moshe, you know, you have to take care of them the way that a mother takes care of their children. Moshe never got a speech like that. He never heard words from Hashem's mouth. Asher amarte Eli. Well, who told Moshe Rabbeinu that he is their mother, that he has to take care of them like a mother, to carry them like a mother? Who said such a thing? Hashem's Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I said such a thing? Where did I say such a thing? Rabbi Yochum explains, it's not that there were words that were spoken. It's that Moshe Rabbeinu, everything in his life, everything, all the steps that Hashem was taking him along, those steps were all leading him in that way, and his nature, and his koichus. Everything was for this tachlis of raising Am Yisrael. So each person is commanded by Hashem. We don't hear the words of Hashem saying, do this and do that and go here and go there. But the koiches and the kishroinus and the teva and how Hashem is Baruch speaks to a person, that a person should understand through that. And it's not easy, that it should be, it's not always so clear. But that a person should, that a person, if he lives a life of Torah mitzvahs and he tries to do the Ratzon Hashem, that his chelik becomes revealed to him, and through that, and through the natural netiyos that bring him to that tafkid in life, he's able to fulfill what Hashem wants him to in this world, and he's able to have a tremendous simchas chayim in that nekud of who he is. So on page 68, Ois Hei. Ha'olam. So the tzaddik explains what comes out from what we're learning. B'ktzara v'derech sikum. Briefly, and just to summarize, which is very good, it's been a while. Yesh ikum mesuyim v'nil v'leidov v'noisef. Achet akodem garam tatua ba'odam. La'ta'oisai ki'ilu shneim kruchim zebezeh. There's an ikka. There's the ikka of what a person needs to do. There's the ikka. Such as a person's profession. And whatever that means, in whatever capacity that is, how to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem in that calling that he has in life. That's the ikka. The Dovah Noisav, what's added to that, is that if he has good mazel and Hashem blesses him, it also he can get a paycheck every couple of weeks. But that's a Dovah Noisav. That's in addition. That's not the ikka. Now, achet akodom, we were learning that because of that chet that goes all the way back to Adam and Chava in Gan Eden mikedem, gam tatua ba'adam l'hata'isa kilu shneim kruchim zebezeh. The mistake that we make is that we believe that one depends on the other. It's not true. The panasa is something which is added, but it's not the tachlis. The tachlis is in the context of that calling of his life, the people that he meets, that he was supposed to meet, the kiddush Hashem that he's supposed to make. In the lashon of the Svar Makadoshim that we saw, that the Aramei was using, the nitzoyches, the sparks of holiness that have to be repaired. That each and every one of us can be sent to this place and to that place and to meet this person and that person. And all of that is not for the tachlis of how much we might benefit either financially or emotionally or intellectually. But the tachlis is being in that chelik and following those steps that Hashem has prepared for us. Chet, of course, going back to the beginning, causes confusion. And people begin to think that it's ki'ilu shneim kruchim zebezeh, as if they're bound together one with the other. Ki'ilu ha'dover noisav mahava amas mida le'erka shel ha'ikar, as if the dover noisav, in this case, the paycheck, as if the paycheck is a way to measure the ikar of the person's life, of what he's doing or what he's not doing. And he's not suggesting that one ignores parnasa. Adrab, he's talking about going working for a living. But to think that the tachlis of what you're doing is getting paid for it, it's not a matter here of being idealistic or not being idealistic. But a person could think, so I'm never allowed to leave my job and go to another job? How do I know that I'm not messing myself up? And these are difficult questions, and it requires siyat d'shmai and tefillah and his baidus and speaking to a tzaddik, because such a thing could happen, obviously. If a person's not getting, if he's not satisfied, he's not getting enough, he's not getting enough panasa where he is, so he can move to something else and try something different. But the tachlis of the simcha that a person has and what he accomplishes is not how much he gets paid. Bram, Mabat shel Tikkun, Mafrid ben Hashnayim. When a person looks at things in the way of Tikkun, not in the way of Tohu, of the Chait, but in the way of Tikkun, that separates between the two. Umayser sa'ikur b'taharasa. And the ikur can remain intact, can remain pure. The sameach es adam ba'aruga, shaba notay Hashem's barach. To bring joy to the person in the aruga. The aruga is like in a field. You know, like in the Mishnah, the aruga, what's it? Like aruga sabaisim. Aruga means that in a vineyard, and you have the strip. So Hashem Shabbat placed each and every one of us along a certain maslul, a certain path, a certain aruga, and Hashem places each person in that aruga. The sameach es adam baaruga shabba notay Hashem Shabbat, that Hashem planted a person in that aruga. Ulharifalov chedva, to bring upon him joy. The gil al shakachalay ba'ilam shakadosh baruch hu, that this is that Hashem is baruch has something that he's working out through you in this world. Benifrat yisa kapav miraimim lekabalist sheyashpio Hashem is baruch k'safim umichya. In addition to that, a person always davens to Hashem that he should be able to make a living. He should be able to have the panosa that he needs. Mikan nova al zeh haderech l'reishis behiris b'inyin ram v'nisa b'chayi ha'ish mi'yisrael. And from here we can now move on to a very clear and exalted understanding of the life of a Jew in this world. Limud ha'Torah k'dayish. The life of a Jew in this world is learning Torah. Learning and living Torah. But he explains. Meshach shnois yaldus u'bachus. During those years of being a child, and Bachus being a bacha growing up, Magilim es anar hazaycha lahavonas v'haikaras darche limud haTorah k'dayish. If the child is fortunate, when he is young, he's being taught to have an understanding, to learn how to understand Torah, to grow in his understanding of Torah. Asher hemena yeda keitzad lichyais k'das Moshe v'Yisrael. In order to be able to live as a Jew, as a God-fearing Jew. And through Torah, he can achieve Dveikus Tasha in this world and the world to come. Das Hanar Mu'uta Mechdei L'Siyagei L'Siamets B'Torah Ha'mafreches U'matisha Koichos L'Adam. The child is weak, and it's very, very hard for him to put in the kind of effort that is needed. When it comes to becoming great in Torah, it's very, very, very hard. Rabim hadrochim la'oidadai, and therefore every child and adult needs encouragement. He needs encouragement. Ba'achas mehen, he had tzavas pizgais gevohos l'negin einav. One of the most popular ways to encourage the boys and the young men, and the girls also, to learn and to grow in their understanding of Yiddishkeit, is by setting for them very, very high standards, by setting very high goals. This is a concept in education that over the years in Western culture has become the greatest tool of encouraging and motivating students to grow, to aspire to reach certain standards, certain level of understanding, and ladarbanay tadir lahagia elain, to train the students constantly to keep their eyes focused on that goal and to train them all of the time to get closer and closer to that goal. This concept has become very popular in the Torah world as well. And therefore, you could have somebody that might have been Chal Shabbos a month earlier, and now he's talking about the Grand Siyum, you know, in June, and he's going to finish the Masechta. And this is something which is very effective, and it motivates, and it makes sense to set a goal and to motivate that individual to excel and reach that goal. So it sounds nice. Page 69. Leo's God will be Israel, and when it comes to the Yeshiva Bachram, the common theme or the ultimate objective that is set for the boys in Yeshiva is to become a Gadol B'Yisrael. So from the time that they're little, the kids are looking up in the classroom and they have over there a picture of Moshe Feinstein and the Bava Rebbe and other tzaddikim and Rosh Hashivas. And they heard how Rav Gifter, when he was in Lithuania, he left a blank spot on the wall for his picture in the future. And all the little boys in Cheder are from the beginning taught that the greatest thing they could accomplish in life is to eventually be up on some other kid's wall in the classroom as a goal of Yisrael. It's beautiful. And that is the objective, that is the goal. Rav, to be a Rav, to be a Marit Tzadik, a Paisek, a Talmud Chacham, Reish Mesivta, Magid Shia, Shalom Eishev, a position of learning. To reach a great position of in Rabbanis, or in a Rosh Hashiva, or a Paisek, a Magid Shia, something like that. Remember in particular, in Israeli religious society, that whatever emphasis there is on that over here in the States, in Yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, it's much, much, much more. And they're surrounded by that. It's much more. Asher l'shem kach yesh lumod harbe. Now, in order to get your picture on the wall, I mean in the classroom, I don't mean in the post office, but in order to get your picture on the wall in the classroom, in cheder, as an Adam Gadol, to get your picture on the wall, you have to work very hard. That takes a tremendous amount of work. Lumad harbe, v'lishkoit al dal se Torah, and you have to bang on the doors of Torah. You have to be seeking Torah day and night. None of those tzaddikim got to that place. Well, the picture is just on the Irish cap. But none of the tzaddikim got to becoming Gedolei Yisrael. They didn't get to be Gedolei Yisrael because they were going to the coffee shop, you know, every morning, and then to Dougie's every night or something. That's not how they became Gedolei Yisrael. Kedei lagil ha'segim ein dai b'listapik b'kayim. In order to become a Gadol, to reach something, to accomplish something great, you can't be satisfied with what you have. Eliyesh lishayfulis ametz. It requires tremendous sheifas. Tremendous, tremendous sheifas, longing and tremendous effort. Lis ametz lahakdish esachayim. You have to dedicate your life to that. You have to mamash give up everything for that. You're not gonna be that person, and at the same time, do you want to be that person to fress on everything of this world? You can't do that. Eliyesh lusher v'las amish lahakdish esachayim l'man hamatorah nala. For the sake of that great goal, of that great objective, you have to give up a lot of things in life to get there. And the children are hearing that, the boys, not so much the girls. That's why the girls are much more normal than the guys in general. The boys are hearing that from when they're very, very little. From the very, very little. This is the measure of success. This is the measure of excellence and of success. Akedei kach, that there are people that doesn't really make a difference whether the kid knows this or knows that, as long as he's in the right yeshiva. So it looks like he knows something. To that degree, has that become some standard of achievement? Really makes no difference whether he's even Shomer Mitzvahs or not, I'm sorry to say. There was a student of mine who was in Yerushalayim, and he was in what's considered to be by many the most chashuv yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And he said that he was with the boy, what was going on over there with the internet, and was with the guys in the dormitory in the Dira. He said, never saw in his life such a thing in America. He ran away from there. It doesn't make a difference. Because they're going to marry the richest, prettiest girls. The guys in the yeshiva are going to marry the richest, prettiest girls. Doesn't make a difference. The the standard of achievement that is associated with that place oftentimes has little to do with who the person is. That's a tragedy. And that's not what Hashem meant. Like we spoke about this morning when he gave this to Har Sinai. But when it's taken in the right way, from the earliest age, the boys are taught that this is what you must strive to become. And therefore, they're reading the biographies, and all of the biographies with the same, pretty much the same theme, that by the time that Adam Gadol was 7 years old, he didn't play with other children. He didn't laugh like other children. He turned away from everything of this world. And the kids, the 7-year-old kid in New York is hearing this, or Eretz Yisrael is hearing this, or in London or Antwerp, wherever it might be. And this is the objective. This is the goal. To give your life up for this great sacred goal of becoming a Gadol B'Yisrael. Look, the truth is, Hein Emes, Shegadol Koichen Shel She'ifas, She'ifas, motivation, certainly is very, very strong. It's a very strong component, and it's very, very, setting these goals is very powerful way, Lazaris is a royalios marbis tayre v'dath, to motivate that person who has those koichas and who was cut out to be such a person. It's true. Nobody could argue with that the person who has such koichas and who has such kishreinus, and that's his spot in the vineyard, by the goals being set and the bar being kept at a very high place for that particular boy, of that particular bocher, that's going to help get him to that place to become a Gadol B'Yisrael. She'egi l'kach. And because of that, and the number of chazals that are quoted, that it's better, you know, if you have 1,000 that come to this measure, as long as one comes out. But because of all of that, this has become the mantra of the yeshiva world, of the firm world, of how to produce a Gadol B'Yisrael. From the time that they're children, over and over and over again, to increase the she'ifas, and hopefully to bring the boys closer and closer to that goal, to that objective. The problem with that, of course, is there are a number of problems. Even though it sounds very, very nice, but the problem with that, one of the problems right away is, achleze ikeli min haTorah Kedosha. That's not why we learn Torah. That's not why we learn Torah. That's not the tachlis of learning Torah. It's not the tachlis of learning Torah, it's to achieve some sort of a position, to say a shiur. Again, we're not going to go into the nuances of the machloikis regarding Torah Lishma between the Talmud Yibal Shem and the Talmud Hagra. Of course there's a difference. And the difference plays into this as well. That's why this type of education I described, that we're talking about the last 10 minutes or so, has become the standard form of education in the yeshiva world. And there are many, many success stories, and there are many, many more stories that are not so successful. There are many more stories that do not end successfully, however we define success according to that standard of measurement. It's not like we see Rav Moshe Feinstein or Baron Carlos popping up out of the yeshivas these days, in all due respect. So, obviously, we're learning here the Derech Al Hashem. And Loize Ike Limra Terah Akdesha. Motivation is good. And encouragement by way of motivation and setting a certain goal, there's much to be said for that. However, the main problem with that is a complete and total distortion of the Tachlis of what Torah is all about. We're not talking about being the best in microbiology in Jackson Heights or something. You're the top microbiologist, and you publish the most papers in your university. You say a lecture to the fanciest college. That's the tachlis. In the secular world, that's the tachlis. And how success is measured. Where is that the tachlis of Torah? The tachlis of Torah. The tachlis of Torah is Dveikus Bashan. That's the ikur. If there's a davar nosaf, if there's something added to that that you could say a good shiur, or that you could become a paisek or a shishiva or something, say yofi, that's fantastic. But that's not the tachlis of living Torah. Is it the Torah is only given to a handful of people in every generation, God forbid? That's not the tachlis of Torah. The Torah is given to every Jew. Most of whom, in all honesty, do not have the abilities to become Magidei Shiurim or Rosh Hashivas or something. And as many times you hear Shmuel that, no, you can become that because, you know, the Netziv was not so smart when he was a kid. First of all, I don't believe that. I never believed that story. The Netziv wasn't so smart when he was a kid. Maybe he wasn't so into learning when he was a kid. Could be, and I'm not even sure I believe that. I'm not sure. The Chassidim are not the only ones who make up stories, you know that. And that's Aleph and Beis. There is such a thing that there could be a psichas alev and that Hashem Yisbarach rip something open for a person. And where that comes from is the same place when Rav Kook talks about Nesa Tshuva, where there's such an immediate Vesarius from a very, very mysterious place that could change a person's life, the Seder. But let's talk Tachlis. You're a rabbi in a class, you got 26 boys in the class. Don't tell me that all 26 are going to be the Stipler, they're going to be Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's baloney. They're not going to be. The chances are very, very unlikely that even one of them is going to ever be able to shine the Stipler's shoes. That's the chances of that. So we're going to keep on this thing about how every single one over there is going to be on the wall. And then the 25 and 26, they end up not on the wall, they end up off the wall from this whole mahalach. So it's very confusing. The she'ifas, motivating and growing. Of course, there's an inyan to become great. But that's only the tofel. That's the dessert. That's something, yo, nish. Yes, no. There are other ways to make a living. You can make an honest living. You don't have to be a maggid shir. You don't have to be a rosh hashiva. You can make a living some other way. And you can learn many, many hours a day. Doesn't love davka. What you do with your Torah, that you become a maggid shir, a rosh hashiva, a rav, or a posek, or something, or you become an elech balabos, or you become a person that, as a balabos, you give a shir or something like that. You learn with a chair of guys, whatever that is. That's the secondary thing. The primary main question is, why do you learn Torah? Why does a Jew learn Torah? Each and every Jew, not just future Gedolei Yisrael. Even someone that is a very weak head, that you could tell him, like in the Gemara, 400 times, and he doesn't get it. So why did Rav Peder repeat with him 400 times? He says, Ashvach, he's never going to be on the wall. That wouldn't go over nowadays. 400 times you said over the Gemara with him? To learn over a piece of the Gemara with him 400 times? It's not going to be a Gadol B'Yisrael. The Teretz is that the Tachlis of learning Torah is not to be a Gadol B'Yisrael. The Tachlis of learning Torah is to learn Torah. That's what we're learning in Tanya this morning. That the person should be able to have Chachmas Hashem Bekirbay, like the Alter Rebbe says, no matter what level he's on. Chachmas Hashem Bekirbay. Yichud Nifla, a wondrous unity. He's going to bring the Tanya in Parag Dalet. This morning we're learning in Parag Hey, but we saw also in Parag Dalet. We'll see. I'll bring here again. A Yichud Nifla, that the mind of a Jew is able to have the infinite one when you're learning Torah. If somehow that can make a panosa for you by saying a Shia someplace, that's nice. And if it doesn't, and you end up doing something else, and Hashem has your footsteps going elsewhere, So that's also nice. That's fine. The Torah doesn't belong to Gedolei Yisrael. Every single man, woman, and child was invited to Maamad HaSinai. It wasn't behind closed doors. The Torah wasn't given in Bnei Brak or in Lakewood. The Torah or in Yerushalayim or wherever. All of us were invited. It was a big happening. Everybody. Who's here, who's not here. All Yidden. Everybody. Everybody is invited. Hashem gave the Torah to everybody. And he said to each and every Jew, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So you can imagine everybody standing there. He says, you know, Hashem told me Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I hold that maybe a year from now I can give over a Shia in Maamad HaSinai. That wasn't the outcome of Maamad HaSinai. That maybe I could use this to make a living as a Rosh Hashiva. That wasn't the outcome. The outcome was to be a Jew who is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the strongest way possible, which is through Liman HaTorah. L'kol Achim Bnei Yisrael, Yesh Es Chelka B'Torah. Every single Jew has his and her Chelik in Torah. Every Jew has a Chelik in Torah. Nobody, he can learn it, what she can learn it, and that particular Indian that they're connecting to. Vishom mokum chiyus avichadvosa. And in that chelik of Torah, the person finds chiyus, life, and chedva, and joy. Yi asida asheyi. Whatever he does in the future. Not talking about how he makes a living. Whether he says a shir, he doesn't say a shir. Whether he's in chinuch or he's not in chinuch. This whole thing is just a recent innovation in Klal Yisrael. That a person who likes to learn Torah thinks that means he has to be in Chinuch. If he likes to learn, he has to be in Chinuch or in Kiruv or in Rabbanis or something. Maybe yes, maybe no. But Slav Davka, doesn't Davka mean that? This doesn't sound, when we're learning it, so controversial, but you know that what we're saying here today, if this would be said in other places, this would be considered to be mamish heresy. Mamish heresy. Mamish apikrisis. But this is open in a million places. The whole Torah of Hashem is like this. There's never an inyan like that. There's never an inyan like that of what could I gain from my Torah? It says in the Mishnah, you should make into a kardim lach baba either. It says beferish in the Mishnah pekiyavis. But it's not the point of what I do with that learning. It's a point of who I am with my learning. That individual's shleimus of what he can reach over the course of his life, it doesn't mean the first 7 years of his life, but over the course of his life to reach that shleimus through finding his chelik in Torah, which obviously at the beginning we don't know. We teach Torah to the children. We hope that over time, each one will find his way, somehow. Will find his way. But the whole notion of setting a certain standard to say that each and every boy is destined to become a God of Yisrael, and if he doesn't, it means that he has failed, is terribly, terribly destructive. And it weighs very heavily upon the little minds and hearts of our children growing up. And it breaks them. Many of them are broken by that. Many of them are motivated by that. And they become great learners. But I fear that there are many, many, many more that are being broken by that. But the bottom line is, it's simply not true. That's not the tachlis of Liman HaTorah. That's not why we learn. To achieve some level. That's not why we learn. Even though you'll hear that in different shmuz, but again, we're going according to the Derech HaBaal Shem, that's not the tachlis of learning. It never was. What is it? Betach shemagil yush. It's also magil yush. Hayush ba elav. There's a difference. Magil yush. means he does. The Yeush comes to him from a very early age.
If you see the Rav Moshe Feinstein, maybe you see my picture over there, so I get to at least know Kavana.
Yeah, 100%, you're right. That's what the Rebbe Zushi said, that I'm not afraid that he asked me when I'm 120, how come I wasn't Avraham Avinu? I'm afraid that he asked me, how come I wasn't Zushi? But if the children are being told that they have to be Avraham Avinus, then where does that leave room for any Zushi in the world? Then what are you supposed to be? If everybody's supposed to be Avraham Avinu, then what are you supposed to be? Then how are you supposed to be there? It causes a tremendous amount of Yeyush. But he's not even going right now. Right now he's not even talking about the Yeyush. He's not even talking about the Yeyush. He's talking about the falsehood, the Sheker. A Sheker, Shebezer.
Sheker?
Sheker. It's not true. This is not the Tachlis of Torah. That's not the Tachlis of Torah. To become a Magid Shir, Rosh Hashiva. It's not the Tachlis. And if a person is learning for 20 years, and then he decides he wants to be a first grade rabbi, and he has a cheshit to do that, let's go. Or if he has a cheshit to do something else. Kol Yehudi yesh lo chelik mechelkei ha-Torah HaKadoshah. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah. Mikra, some more connected to Tanakh, or Mishnah, Talmud, Gemara, Halacha, Agada, Musa, Pnimius, Chassidus, whatever, Jewish. The chelik zeh, and when the person connects to that chelik, it's mamish be'er ma'am chayim. Because every Jew has a chelik, the same chelik in Torah. Every Jew has a chelik in Torah. He doesn't know what, might not know from the beginning, what his chelik is. For the ones who feel that in the Gemara and so on growing up, they're very fortunate. Not everybody feels that in the regular school growing up. He's not necessarily exposed to that chelik of Torah that's his chelik. He never heard about it. He doesn't know about it. And they told him in the yeshiva, someone said, no, that's not. So he doesn't know. So the only thing he knows about Torah is whatever his Rebbe enjoyed giving over, or whatever his Rebbe thought was his chelik in Torah. Could even be in Gemara that this person, could be that this bacha would have excelled in another Seder and Shas. But all he ever heard was Nezikin. It could be that he's connected more to Moed or to Kodshim Ataris, but he never heard in Yeshiva, because the Rebbe didn't get that, and the Rebbe didn't have Shiurim on that, and it wasn't part of the curriculum in Yeshiva, so he didn't hear any Shiurim on that, and he's heard, you know, for the last 3 years, Bava Kamba, Mitzi, Bava Asra, and he doesn't find himself successful in that. Could be he would be tremendous, he would have tremendous Hatzlach in Halacha, or in some other section of Shas, or some other Gemara. But it was never given. Not even talking about Chassidus or Tanakh or somebody even in Gemara doesn't know. It was never taught them. He never heard about it. Neveh chius v'simcha. When the person connects to his chelik and Torah, then it's flowing with chius and simcha. His whole life begins to flow with chius, with joy, with simcha. Dveikus v'hara atzum and dveikus b'Hashem. Avki me'etzem tivo v'shara shom. Ein lo chelik b'rabonis v'arbatzis tayra. So it could be that this boy, his teva and his sharish is not of any chelik in teaching tayra. I can't tell me how many times I've had conversations with Bachim that they told me, you know, that when they were discussing what they wanted to do, they're already 19 years old, 20 years old, 21. So they'll tell me that they want to be my Bitzei Torah. And if you, I'm telling you, it's not just me, if you would be sitting and talking to this person, you see within a very, very short time that sweet, wonderful, holy boy. But he's not going to stand up in front of a classroom. I had a boy like this that I was talking to a few weeks ago. Between us, I'm saying, he's not from this neighborhood. Boy that came from, got it from Muncie, and I was talking to him. He has a terrible, he has this terrible speech problem. He can't put out a sentence. It's painful. And he plans on going to Chinuch. And I'm wondering, has anybody spoken to him, in a nice way? And So they say, no, he could do it, he could do it. I don't know. I don't know. And then you have others I asked another one last week I was talking to him, is shy. He's so shy that if you ask him how you doing, he starts to change colors. You know what I mean? This boy, this. So is he going to get up in front of, he said he wants to be able to say, and there's a cell in one of the American yeshivas to say a shia. They'll kill him. They'll eat him up, this guy. He'll walk into the room, he'll never get that far because he can't do that. And I'm not saying, it could be 1,000% wrong, you can't touch up a guy, you don't know him well. But if it would be in an interview for a job in yeshiva, and you're talking to him, anybody that has a little bit of a chush for education, I'm doing that for many, many years. I'm not saying I make tons of mistakes, but I'm doing it for many, many years. You see, this guy should not be saying a shia. He shouldn't do that. It would be a tragedy for him, for his wife, his kids, and for the boys, if he would love to get a job. So he might end up, they might find him something, they'll give him a job at Achmanis to be a third grade Rebbe in some yeshiva and a race gavaf and dicky a place for this kind of kid or that kind of kid, and he'll be broken because he had dreams that he was going to say over, Ksaisen and the Sivas, and they were going to be drinking the Torah from at his feet. And here he is like dodging spitballs in class the whole time. And he was going to be a big maggid shia. How many people like this I've met? The ones that catch on first, they start when they're like 32 or 33 to find some other profession. Some of them just drag it out to the bitter end. To the bitter end. It's unbelievable. You have people like that. They're unsuccessful, rebellion, like 62 years old. Just to the bitter end, they keep on going with that, ruining more kids, not bringing home a panasa, to the bitter end. I'm sure they get points in Shemayim because they meant well. They could be big tzaddikim. He has simcha. His students have simcha. His wife has simcha. The kids have a simcha. It's a brach and a mensch. But he's in chinuch. He's in chinuch. And you have other people that are doing something else, and they should be in chinuch. And Klai Yisrael is missing out on this talented person who could give over mamish. I've met people like that too. That are people that are successful in business things, and they have such a natural way of giving over a piece of Torah. It's chaval. Also, who knows? But each person has his chaluk. And it doesn't mean that just because a person likes to learn that he has to be in chinuch, he has to be in rabbanus or something like that. It doesn't mean that. There are many, many big, great Talmid Chacham who know Shas inside out. They went to work. They had jobs like other people. I've mentioned this before. My father told me that his father, I never met him, my grandfather named after, that he was part of a Chevre Shas in the town. And the Chevre Shas, they were living together for years and years and years. And my father remembers, when he was a Bacher, that the Chevre Shas made the 6th or 7th Siyum of Shas. Not Daf Yomi. And that my grandfather was fluent in all of Shas. He was a Balabas in Hungary. He was fluent in all of Shas. So he goes, yeah, but he wasn't a Lamdan. Maybe he didn't know Rabbi Chanan. He didn't. It's fine. To be fluent in all of Shas. He could be Michael on the Lamdas. He was fluent in all of Shas. Every Gemara Rashi Tosfos is in all of Shas. There were Jews like that by the thousands. By the thousands, there were Jews like that in Europe before the Milchama. By the thousands. They were working people. And they got up in the morning at 4 o'clock, 4:30. This is how they lived. They had a Chevre Shas. And then by Marv, a Chevre Shas. That's how they lived. Hardworking people. They went through Torah inside, outside, up, down. They went through Torah. Without ever saying a Shia. He didn't go like on any kind of, summer kolo program to say a shir to some teenagers. No. These are just you that they learn Torah. You know why they learn Torah? Because they're supposed to learn Torah, because Hashem wants them to learn Torah, and that's how you connect Hashem. Not because they were going to become a magid shir, a shiva, or a rabbi. They never had such a hasaga being a magid. How many yeshiva? Who said about magid shiur? Anyway, you're not a son-in-law, you're not a grandson. Why would you have a shiur in the yeshiva anyway? No one's a magid shiur or a shiur. I mean, you forgive me for being blunt about these things, but that's the Messias. That's the Messias. So you don't want to take away the sheifas at the same time, as you don't want to take away the motivation, but the motivation is to learn the Torah because it's Torah Hashem. And that works for every Jew. Not just for geniuses. In other words, you're not looking Torah so you can become Rav Moshe Feinstein or the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe you will be one day. But you're learning Torah because it's the best thing in the world for you. And that's what brings you close to Hashem as well. You know, it's what makes you into a Jew. And it makes you look at everything in your life in a different way, in a holy way, in a beautiful way. It's just, that's why you learn Torah. And to be able to keep Hashem's Torah properly, to keep mitzvahs properly, you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, to keep Hilchos Shabbos. Not so you could say a Shia in Hilchos Shabbos. Like you see this latest phenomenon that I've mentioned many times, you have people that they're from for a year and they already have a website with Divrei Torah. You know what I'm talking about? You have these people. I know this is one guy in Farakawa. I know him. I'm telling you, he can't read a Pasuk Chumash Rashi. And I don't hold that against him. At all. I'm not saying that I'm some sort of an elitist. I'm not. But you don't have to have a website if you don't know how to read Chumash Rashi. Here's a website. There's a whole big website, but books, and he doesn't know a thing. So he already has this. So you could say, some people say, isn't that so beautiful? That's so beautiful. What's wrong with that? If it makes him happy, and he could afford to do that, and whatever, it makes him happy. So then, Gesundheit. But is there a tremendous danger of self-delusion? Yes. This person is completely self-deluded. Is there also the danger of distorting Torah and giving over Torah that's terribly convoluted? It happens all the time. Totally convoluted Torah. How much could the person, what does he have to give over? He just became from a year and a half or two ago, whatever it might be, 10 years ago. But he doesn't have, he didn't learn. So he's copying from this and he's pasting and sticking and doing it, and then But it's sweet. But he should be spending his time going to listen to Torah, not sending out emails or websites or something. He should go to a shiur. He's sitting there making a website. Why doesn't he go to learn Torah? Instead of thinking he has to put out his parasha, a shavua thing, a page that someone will have in some shul in Montana somewhere. To have it on Shabbos by the Chodaydi. So he has to have a page. This all comes from this mahalach, that he has to feel that he's accomplishing something, and this is his accomplishment. It's a motivation. And maybe that motivates him to sit and to prepare parasha all week, and maybe that's a good thing for him. Maybe that's a good thing for him. Each case is different. As long as somebody's honest with himself, maybe that's good. But the tachlis of Torah, it's not the tachlis of Torah. That you have to put out a page, you have to put out a book, you have to be some sort of... That's not the tachlis of Torah. You know how much Torah Reb Chaim Brisker taught in his life? You know how many Talmidim he had? And all we have is one small little sefer, Reb Chaim on the Rambam, that he actually put together. Whatever else they have was not with his blessing. And he's still the same thing by many of the tzaddikim. There wasn't the tachlis. So you have a person, Afkim Etzim Tivo Vishasha, Emo Khelubi Rabbon, is Rabbat's Tala, Elam Yigili Deka. He's never going to be a Rosh Hashiva or a Rabbi. Talmud Yanimne Kechen Mibne Am Segula, but he's always going to be a Jew. He's going to be a Jew till 120, never going to be a Rosh Hashiva or a Rabbi. But he's Nimne Kechen Mibne Am Segula, Asher Bitsoy Samlai Des Dvar Hashem Terosa. You know what he is? He's a Jew who wants to know what Hashem is saying. Is there anything more noble than that? To be a Jew who wants to know Dvar Hashem. Aleihem lishol es pi mari hara manchigei das. He knows that for the rest of his life, if he has a complicated shayla, he's not going to know the answer. And he's going to humbly go over to a Rav or an Adam Gadol or to call a posek and to ask. And he knows that. But he's 100% comfortable and confident that he has a sherish in Hashem's Torah. Mekor chayiv, and the Torah is the makor, the source of his life. Pasuk b'chumash shenegem itoich dveikus b'Hashem esbar for Tomas Yisharim. One pasuk in chumash that a person says, a pasuk in chumash that is said with dveikus b'Hashem and a pashtus, a tamimus. It can give such a chiddush to a person. It can be a mechayev person. I've mentioned this thousands of times over the years. When you see old Jews and how they learn Torah, and again, my model is that I always saw, and I should continue to see for many years, my father, that he never had an imyan of anything being fancy or sharp or like this or like that, or whether he could say it over. It's just, my father was saying, a pasuk in Chumash, he has such a hanah from a pasuk in Chumash. And anybody that gets up to give a drasha, my father comes home, always when I was growing up, so excited, he would come home, oi, but I heard today, to this day, when I talk to my father every day, oh, I heard Shabbos, he's such a thing. You'll talk to the young people in the shul, they say, well, kind of a babbling there that we gave today. There's nothing in it, there was no chiddush, there's no teich in it. My father comes home, he says, you should have heard, he says to me, what I heard in shul today. Because all you have to say to my father is, Bereishis Berlokim Asher Shamayim Es Haaretz. My father says, I'm not joking. Every single pasuk in Chumash, he gets all excited. On Mishnah, Gemara, anything. When we're together, we've been learning together, my father goes out of his kelim of anything. You could say, but we didn't, so I'm going to say, I want to say something over from Rabbi Yashabir, and we're just doing Rashi. My father talks out of Rashi. We didn't even get to Rabbi Yashabir, so my father said, what's wrong with Rashi? Just Rashi is so good. He doesn't have to get to the fancy thing and the two dinim. I said, two dinim, there could be ten dinim. Rashi is beautiful. Just look at the words of Rashi, what he says. It's so beautiful, Rashi. That doesn't do it for people like us, really, you understand? We're big Talmid Chacham. That doesn't work for us. You have to have fancy shiur, and this and that. And a curriculum has to say one A, B, C, D, and this and that. And we're going to have a whole syllabus of what we're going to learn this semester in the yeshiva. It's because there's the pashas and the tamimas. Because my father's Olga Zonsai never, ever had a dimion of being a Rebbe or a Sheshiva or a Magid Shia, or of saying over something at a Sheva Brachas. Never. Never had a dimion like that. Here's one inyan, is that this is Hashem's Torah, and that's my life, and whatever I can get, I'm happy. Every word is good. Every word. The way it is. Without any embellishments. It's just the way it is good. But now, Yesh bel chadish odom lafich bel chayim, it could mamish breathe life into a person. Torah. V'oynik she'elam alehim, and there's no greater pleasure in the world than learning. Al zem mevakshim. You see how the boys nowadays, they'll go from one shiur to the next shiur, from this shiur to that shiur, to this yeshiva, to that yeshiva. Because they're not getting, they're not hearing, they're not enjoying, whatever it might be. A person naturally has a tremendous hanoah, pleasure from what's his chelik, and to discover your chelik in Torah, and to work on that project and learning for your whole life, to work on that Torah, on that whatever it might be, in a Gemara and Tanakh and Halacha and Chassidus and Musa, whatever it is, but to work on that. And on all of Torah, but especially that inyan. Shemisham nechsav, because his nesham was carved out of that place, out of that piece of Torah. That's who he is. V'darkei bali de menucha shlema, v'sharish chiyusay. And that's where a person is going to find. That's where he's going to find his menucha. He's going to find menucha in that which is his chalik. It's the same. That's how it is with everything in life. You find menucha and simcha in your chalik, not in someone else's chalik. So that's what we daven v'seichel kainim v'seichel. It's like that with everything in life, and with the steps that a person takes in the world, chlal, and in the world of Torah, b'fat. That's what it is. We'll continue the dance.